GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
I'm going to get in trouble with Blueberry Management because we have a guest in studio. But nah, you're like an employee still.
Yeah, and, so. I didn't get the memo. Right. However, tell Bruce.
BB Big Cheese. What do I say to BB Big Cheese? That Deb Newman, the president and CEO of the Bangor Region Chamber, has come into the studio along with our guest co-host, Andy Knapp. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Rick. Say that she already sanitized before she sat down.
Okay.
I'm about 10 feet away from him and behind the glass between you. So we're set. Good.
We're good. Distance. Before we get into business matters and why you're here, a couple of thoughts. First, God bless your husband.
I know, right?
I don't know which pharmacy he works at.
He works at the Lafayette Cancer Center. He's the pharmacy pharmacist who's taking care of a lot of patients and making sure that they're taken care of through this.
And exercising a lot of patients, too.
Yeah. And, no, I just, I posted it on social yesterday, just watching him get ready for work, putting on his lab coat, just out the door, 14-hour days. Our healthcare workers, our frontline people, they're out there and they're working hard.
Did you meet Holly before you at the gym? Did you meet Holly at All Around Fitness? She's the emergency room doctor.
No.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Before when we last met and talked, she said, "I know I'm going to get it. There's nothing I can do. I know I'm going to get it, but it's my job." And as she left the room, I was like, I want to like buy her a puppy or something.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of nursing friends. My mom was an RN for 40 plus years. My best friend's mom was a nursing instructor for 50 plus years. I know a lot of nurses, and a couple of friends of mine work in assisted living and retirement communities.
Right.
And
there's another one right
there. That's ground zero right there. Right. Those are ground zero. I mean, and one of my friends is working double shifts at two different facilities, and you're talking about 18 hours a day.
Deb, last night, Bangor City leaders got together and they voted to extend the city. I'm going to use Bangor, third largest city, as an example, to extend the city's emergency measures even 7 days beyond when the state's emergency measures end. And these are, yes, restrictions, a new way of having to do business. Mm-hmm. And I heard the two of you talking off microphone. It's changing hour to hour.
No, hour to hour. Hour to hour. And I have to catch up with that. I haven't even caught up with that yet. As a chamber of commerce, it's true for all of us. Our world has changed completely. We decided a week or so ago, I can't even remember, days seem like months now, that we had to just cancel everything. And, you know, certainly in the interest of public health, not gather people. We canceled everything. We canceled our May events. We canceled everything for the next couple of months. And we are completely focused right now on working remotely. Our office is closed, and supporting our members and our community, and helping and also paying attention to this public health crisis and doing our part to hopefully mitigate some of the impact of that, and long term, looking at how can we mitigate the impact to our economy. And I don't need to tell you, you all know this, the impact to small businesses, not just small businesses, but businesses across our region, our state, nationally, and beyond, is huge, and it's hard to put into words. So we're fielding calls from businesses looking for help. They have a lot of questions, especially around financial support. How's unemployment working now? I'm always just blown away by how employers care so much about their employees, mm-hmm. And want to do the right thing by their employees. And certainly businesses who are changing how they're working, trying to, all of a sudden we have to figure out how everybody can work remotely, mm-hmm. And what kind of technology and tools, and how do we communicate, and how do we continue to get our work done when we're not in the same room together.
Can I jump in with a question? Do you think, and I ask this because I know the answer is yes, at least for my other jobs. Mm. Are business models changing temporarily, or are they changing permanently?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. We will be changed by this. There's no question we will be changed by this. Will we recover fully? Will every business recover fully? I don't know. They don't know. But I think we won't take for granted the things we tend to take for granted. And, you know, I've talked a lot about emergency preparedness for small business, and this is exactly what we need to prepare for. But how could you prepare for this, really? So there will be lessons. I just had to talk with Carrie Tripp at the CVB yesterday about just mm-hmm. our organizations and the lessons we're learning and how that will change our organizations going forward in terms of how do we respond to situations that are impacting our businesses and our economy. So we're figuring it out as we go as well. Mm-hmm. I you know, on the humorous side, I have seen, you've probably seen it too, some memes and people saying, I guess this will finally prove what could have been handled in an email rather than a meeting.
Right. Right?
Maybe we don't need to be together all the time. Maybe we can get our work done remotely. But the other piece of this, and it's been talked about, but we're all stressed. This is creating certainly a lot of anxiety and worry and fear, both from a health point of view. But you know, people are now working from home. The kids are home. They've lost that connection with their work family. So our whole
place to escape to either.
Right, I mean, right.
You can't go to the gym and work off.
You can't go to the gym. You can't meet your friends for a beer at the pub. We're all trying to adapt to these new circumstances and train the dog and the cat to leave me alone for a few hours.
I said to a friend of mine the other day, or actually I posted this on Facebook. I said, it's almost like we've all gone back to the caves from whence we came eons ago.
Yeah. Yes. It's interesting, but you know, we have to do what we have to do. And I think all of us have new appreciation for the CDC, the Maine CDC. Wow. Watching their press conference, their news conferences every day. And that's what we have to do, is listen to the facts, follow their guidelines. We don't know what they know. And then I also have to give credit to Maine.
You just opened a can of worms with what you just said.
I'm gonna
go ahead and finish that point.
Kudos to the governor, Department of Economic and Community Development, Department of Labor, SBA, FAME, State Chamber, all of the chambers. Everybody is working as hard and as quickly as possible to mm-hmm. be responsive to the needs of businesses. And I just want to mention that I've been on a lot of calls with those organizations I just mentioned. There are calls today. Maine.gov has now put a link right on the homepage for information about specifically for employers and businesses. So we're trying to gather all of this information in one place, because to your point earlier, it's changing every day. And new programs and new things are coming up every single day. So if you're a business and employer, pay attention mm-hmm. to that Maine.gov page. So similar to the CDC page being a resource for health information, the state's trying to create one go-to page for resources for businesses and employers.
It's Deb Newman, President and CEO of the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce. She'll be back on Wednesday as we do a special entire three-hour show that's going to be Back to Business Revisited.
Yes.
It's going to be business-focused for small, medium, even large-sized businesses. The information you need to know, that decision makers, lining them up to be on the phone to answer questions that you can send in, and we'll have the venues for you to send them in. You said just a moment ago, we don't know what they know. Business wants stability.
Right.
If I know what's going to happen, if I'm told what's going to happen, I'll build my business model and I'll move forward. But it's what I don't know. It's the instability.
Mm-hmm.
That's what causes business owners to have to, all right, I'm going to hold off on hiring. I'm going to maybe consider scaling back. Where do we find the balance between finding what we need to know so we can move forward and keep the economy humming, Deb?
That's the biggest challenge with this, is there's so much uncertainty. There's so much uncertainty. We've survived, businesses have survived and recovered through natural disasters, through economic downturns. But with many of these things, there's an end in sight. Okay, we'll get through this. And then, you know, a month from now, 2 months from now, we'll be back in business. We just don't know what the future will bring. For more than a decade, I owned businesses in Bar Harbor. And I was thinking about that. I would be right now prepping for my season. and getting ready for the, you know, the tourists to come. And those businesses don't know. We don't know what the tourism season is going to look like.
Yeah, nature isn't the only thing that abhors a vacuum. Yeah. Business and the rest of us do too. And that's what we've got right now is a vacuum.
Yeah, we just don't know. But what I do know, and you know, is our communities want to help. Our communities are coming together. People are coming together to support businesses. You're hearing about it. Buy gift cards, drive up, pick up from restaurants. That's what we can do right now. We can't control where this is going. We can only control how we, A, take care of ourselves, each other, our health, do what we can to hopefully reduce the health impacts of this, because that will ultimately reduce the economic impacts. But what we can control right now is how we listen to what we're supposed to do what we're supposed to do, and then support the businesses in any way we possibly can.
Let me give a quick question, and I know this is something that we'll get into detail on Monday, but people are asking, how do I begin to apply for what I'm hearing from FAME, from mm-hmm. the state, or even from the nation on these short-term loans that businesses can use
yes.
in order to keep their employees employed? Keep
yeah.
them. We don't want to have them running somewhere else.
No, and great question. I have the answers. SBA.gov. Go to SBA.gov. Maine was, my understanding is Maine was the first state for the whole state to be approved for SBA emergency funding for businesses. So, and I checked it out this morning. I've looked at the page. It's a pretty simple process. Apply there. There's information there. We have in the Bangor area, James Pino, who is the regional manager. He's available to ask questions. We will have SBA on our show Wednesday to answer your questions, but get that process starting so you're early in the queue. SBA.gov, famemaine.com, famemaine.com. They just posted a news release yesterday, I think. Maine lenders partnering to offer special loans to businesses affected by COVID-19. So FAME's coming together with SBA, with banks. There are special cash flow programs, loan programs that are being offered through Maine banks. So there's an opportunity to get some money, some help now. But I will say one more thing, Rick.
Please.
Call your bank. If you're a business owner and you have commercial loans, even real estate loans, call your bank and have a conversation about deferring those payments for a period of time. I just saw Bank of America is working with people on that.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.